Shnach Tavresh Nun Aleph, the Satemes, Parshat Balak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bilam, I don't want you to go to say terrible things about Klal Yisrael. You're not going to curse my people. Lo Yisar Es Ha'am. You will not curse my people, Chalila. Ki Baruch Hu. My people are blessed. This people, Am Yisrael, is a blessed people. Ki Baruch Hu. Now, let's understand. There's a question that the Sfasemis wants us to appreciate. He doesn't ask it expressly. We find that that's often what the Sfasemis does. If there's a point behind what he offers up, and it's really a very, very good question. As I'll explain that, when they said praising Bilam, building him up, it's Hashem Tivarech Mivarach, whoever you bless is blessed. The Lashon Mivarach is Lashon Hove. Whoever you bless is blessed. Not that they're going to be blessed. They are blessed. That betrays the patent, the trick, to Bilam's genius. All he could know as a Navi was who is going to have blessing? Who's going to have good things come to them? Who is it that's blessed by Hashem? He knows that. So what does he? He's very clever. He announces, this one's going to be blessed. This one's going to have. This one is going to receive. And then it happens. People then think, wow, it's because Bilam said so. Now, of course, it's not. He doesn't make anything happen. Chalila. But he's the Navi, so he knows, he has a sense for where good things will take place. With whom and when. So he calls it and says so. Let's call it predicted. But it would appear from the way he talks about it as if it's because of him. He's the one who said and made it happen. Chalila. Who? Amar. Vayehi. That's only HaKadosh Baruch. But he did know. He would know who's blessed and who's not. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly has to tell him, Lo Yisar Es Ha'am, don't curse these people. Ki Baruch Hu, because they actually are blessed. Bilam, the Chesiv Vei Ashet Tivarech Mivayroch, Lo HaYeroeh. He didn't see. He could not discern. Shebnei Yisrael, Baruchim Hein. He couldn't know that, yeah, these are really blessed people. Meaning, Sasanis is asking, why didn't he know? How could he not know? Mun appears to them in a desert where otherwise there's nothing to eat. Of air, a fresh spring of water accompanies them wherever they go. The heavenly Anani HaKavod are protecting them for 40 years. And Bilam doesn't know that they're blessed, says the Sasemis. Ki birchas b'nei Yisrael, hi l'ma'ala mikol ha-brachas. Our brachas are not like the brachas of other people of other nations. Completely, completely different. Different not only in its substance, in how it comes to us, how it arrives, how it's conveyed. V'chol u'mashim kabelas bracha ba'olam hazeh al pi hamazal. You see, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, things materialize as they go from one higher world to the world below it, to the world below that, to the lower world, finally, to the mazalos, and then to what materializes and happens here on earth. The mazalos meaning that area of creation that is closest to our earthly existence, but yet is, as we know, light years away, not only physically, but also affected by the Elyonim. Reflected in the mazalos in what you can see in astrology. But that's very real, and we find that the Torah talks about it. That there are mazalos and that the nations of the world, when things happen or don't happen, it's because of what has come down through the mazalos till it happens here on earth. Not Klal Yisrael. A mazal li Yisrael, the Gemara says. But that's only for Yisrael. For all the other umos, mikabel is bracha b'olam hazeh al pi hamazal. Good question. It's an excellent question. So then why should we say mazal tov? Right. So the answer ultimately is that if we can change by our zchuyos and through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the mazal is not predetermined, but that the mazal actually can be turned into, and that what would appear in the mazalos to be negative, all of a sudden becomes a mazal tov. Even the mazal, which, oh, it doesn't look like it's going to be. Avraham Avinu looked up and saw, oh, Sarah will never have a child. We'll never have children. Because Baruch Hu says, stop with that. It can turn into mazel tov. You're not bound, you're not stuck with it. So there, Hoysa lo yidiyah. Yes, that he could know. He could know which nation will fall. The Moabites are going to be beaten back by the Amori and they're going to lose territory. That he knows. Zeh Hoysa lo yidiyah. That he can know. Abu B'nai Yisrael, heim shayrish habrocha. It's fascinating. Shayrish habrocha. Everybody's familiar with the idea that the Shefa that comes into this world comes through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called Tabur Haaretz, the umbilical cord. And through Eretz Yisrael, all the rest of Shefa, the good that flows to feed mankind and all of the Bria, comes through Eretz Yisrael. That's through the geography of Eretz Yisrael. But how about through peoplehood? The peoplehood of Israel is the source of bracha. Avraham Avinu was told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'heyei bracha, you will be an embodiment of bracha. That doesn't just mean you'll have the power to bless. It means that all good things will come to mankind through Am Yisrael. And we don't have to, you know, darshan, oh, well, of course, look at all the great inventions and the medical advancements that are made. That's just the top surface of everything. The Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch to this world, to people, to mankind, every man and woman and child on this planet is fed, as it were, through Am Yisrael. And spiritually, Am Yisrael has a bracha that's the real bracha of who and what we are, and it does not flow to others. It's uniquely ours. B'nai Yisrael, heim sherish habracha. V'hu kimoi, just like it is when it comes to Shabbos. V'hu kimoi shekosav b'Shabbos. V'yavarnet alakim es yom ha'shivi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the yom ha'shivi. Ah, that's the day that's blessed. One second. Was there mud on Shabbos? Can I go to work and earn a good living on Shabbos? No. So how does that add up? In the words of the Zohar, which he does not quote, but that's the Zohar he's referring to. Dahu yoyma, mizbaruchan minei kol shisse yoyim in yiloyim. Time is as much of a reality as substance, as matter. And from matter, we know, well, it can be made to change, evolve, grow, expand. Time, like matter, is at a source, a beginning point, called Shabbos. And all of that which flows to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the good things that can happen on Thursday, on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, you know where it comes from? Shabbos feeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and all the days of the week. Hahu yoma misbarchan minei. From that day of Shabbos, bracha comes to say yomim Eloyim. The higher Tuesday and Wednesday get their Shefa from Shabbos, and then things happen. Baruch Hashem, and Shefa comes on Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Because of Shabbos. Through the Shefa that Shabbos provides. Zera Kodesh says, Kevin Lo Yishtakach Be'Mezayim. You don't find any food, you don't make food, you don't have mon. Ma Berchus Yishtakach. What bracha is there on Shabbos? Hello. Kol Berchoyim Shvi'o Talim. It all depends. K'moy Ken, Birchas B'nei Yisrael. That's Birchas B'nei Yisrael. And then he says it very pointedly. She'ein nikar klal bo'olam hazeh. The real blessing that is Am Yisrael does not materially come out visibly for mankind to see. I've yet to wake up in the morning wearing, you know, oh, look at this. I've got an undershirt made of gold. Never happened. Maybe to you. I never had, you know, look at this. I have Shefa and Bracha miraculously from heaven. That's not what Bracha means. On the contrary, Ein Nikar Klal. You didn't have to work very hard, and they do. You didn't have had Tzaras more than any other people. Arguably, you could say, this people is not blessed at all. What went what? Crusades? With what? Khmelnytsky? Where? Pogrom? Shoah? You're blessed? Well, people are blessed. That's not where our bracha is. But the nefesh ha-yehudi, but the soul of a yid. So materially, adarav ahem shvolu mikala umay. Look at the degradation and the abuse, and we're seeing it now. Like I certainly, in my lifetime, we've not seen. We've not been in the state of humiliation and of utter contempt and contempt, I would say disrespect, it's worse than disrespect. The contempt in which we are regarded, with which we are regarded by the world today? But we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without mazalos. Nothing is flowing to us in ways that include the mazalos and the dependency of that final last stage called mazal. If you want, you know, and we've talked about this in the past, if you want to just have a paradigm of it, you know, you have a circuit here, and you plug something in, and the wire goes from here to there, to outside, to the box, and another breaker, and another circuit, and another transformer, and another transmitter, and finally to the power station. And for Klal Yisrael, we have bracha, straight line from the... And what does it provide? It provides us a Torah. It provides us with a Jewish dimension. A soul, the likes of which no other people possess. A neshama that comes from where no other neshamos come from. Mitachas the kisei hakava, because we're dveikin the etzem hakava. We are attached in essence to blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say about us. That's what Tfasemis means. He doesn't say loy ta'aras am kim bevayrochu, because they are blessed. No, ki baruchu. You know that baruch means the source of blessing. Look at how we make a bracha every day. Baruch atah Hashem, meaning you are the embodiment of blessing, and from you everything comes. That's what Hashem means when he says to Bilam, he says, amongst you people in mankind, Baruch, these people are blessing. Not just they're blessed, they are blessing. And the more you can take from them and learn from them and grow as a human being, humanity should grow from the blessing that is this people, Am Yisrael, the Etzem, they are the bracha. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, "Heye bracha to Avraham Avinu." Shaha bracha he the atzmusa, the essence. But awareness of this, loyhoyu loy maga kal laoysay bracha. That's something beyond Bilam's ability to conceive, beyond his ability to understand. There's something about a Jewish soul that no one can understand. We can understand it. Many of us have had conversations with Yidden, even Yidden who are not yet observant, and you tap on, you feel the Yiddishkeit, you feel a softness, you feel he's from amongst the Am of Baishanim, Rachmanim, Goyim Lechasodim. And then you have a conversation with a nice Gentile, very fine, nice Gentile, and you feel very nice, fine person, but that neshama of a yid, that tar, that there's a sweet, there's a mesikus, there's a connection possibility with myself, there's a connection that you sense that the person has with something greater, capital G, and it's just, you don't feel it, you don't sense that it's with this person, because it's not. Let's continue. V'Hashem Yisbarach Noitzen Brocha Livnei Yisrael Mimakam Haganus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us bracha from Mimakam Haganus. It's someplace sequestered, someplace that's hidden. V'Al Zeksiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Marav Tuvcha Asher Tzofanta Lireyecha. So everybody knows that Pasuk Tehillim refers to the Rav Tuv, that's Tzofanta, that's hidden away for us in the future, because our present is not what it's about. That's not where we are rewarded. It's not what we care about. It's about the tzafun, like the Afikoman. That's tzafun, our olam haba. But it doesn't only mean that tzar of olam haba. The Rav Tuvish tzafun tulad acha means what we are is something hidden. They don't understand us. The greatness of a Jew and the beauty and pristine nature of a Jewish neshama is something beyond the ability of Gentiles to ascertain. They don't apprehend it. They don't get it. And indeed, they don't understand us. And then, there's another piece of Tfasemes. That's exactly what Balak was worried about. That this hard-to-define sense of Kedusha and of holiness and of spirituality is going to spread to the whole world. That's what these Jews are going to do. They're going to make God supreme in this world. God forbid. I mean, that's what Balak and Bilam fear. That's what it means. Ato yelachu hakol. They're gonna lick like kilchay hashar. there's going to be something that comes from them and from their mouths that's going to affect all of the created world. It's going to become spiritual. It's going to be full of things that are not just materially enjoyable, and we're not going to be masters. They're going to cause some God concept to reign supreme over all of earth. Stop it. Must stop it. Can't let that happen. I mean, they really had, otherwise, Moab, they knew that we're not coming after them. We already had circumnavigated their entire geographical landmass. And we were forsworn by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make war with Moab. So by younger Moab, Mitzrayim, what are they worried about? They're worried that we're going to bring the world to recognize that they are backward, superstitious, Avodah Zarah, and all of the hedonism and self-pursuit of mankind is contrary to the destined role man is meant to play before God. We know it, understand it, and were chosen for that reason, and that's how we are blessed. And that nature that is within us is derived to Lesher Tzafanta Li Re'echa, that those who have Yirah Shemayim, there's something they have and who they are that no one, no other people on earth will ever become. You know, in spite of whatever they've done to us. That's it. That's why somebody was once in the barracks, in Lager, in concentration camp, and late to come out for work detail or lineup, and someone said to him, Chamyankuwa, what are you doing? What are you saying? He's there. He's maybe holding a few pages of the Siddur or davening by heart. What are you saying? What can you possibly daven in a place like this, in a time like this? What could it possibly mean to you or to God, if there is a God? And he answers, everybody knows the story. What did he say? I'm saying the bracha. The bracha is a bracha for Shaka. Shaloi Osani Goy. Ma'arav Tubcha Shetzafan Tali Re'echa. You can't take that out of a Yid. You can, on the outside, he's disheveled, and he's wearing, you know, he's wearing a concentration camp outfit, and he's emaciated and close to Chas V'Shalom leaving this world. But the Rav Tuva Shetzafan Tali Re'echa, not just his Olam Haba, but what the value and the beauty of that humanity that the Jew is, he makes a bracha. Shaloi Asani God. B'lachen Ksiv, Yivarecha Hashem, V'yishmerecha. It doesn't just mean that we should have bracha and then we should not chalila lose it, that it should be watched and protected. It means, Shaloi lanu habracha, L'hiyos Meshumar, Min Ayin Ra Shal HaRishoy. Because they don't forgive that we should have anything, even our spiritual unique quality, they don't want us to have it. They don't want us to be a people that's so refined and moral and good, and then turns on the world and says, and where is your decency? And where is your morality? And where is your sense of being an ennobled human being? They don't want that. They want Wendy's. You know, one of those places back in the States, that's like one of the big chains where, you know, you have, you know, the other company, what do they call it? What's the Olam Haza? The Whopper. Remember this? Right? One of the big companies, I think it was McDonald's. Right? That.
Burger King.
What? Burger King. I listened to the commercials. There used to be, I know, I'm going back and I'm dating myself. Have it your way. Right? That was one of the jingles. Right? Have it your way, as I recall. That's what they want. Have it your way. No. Am Yisrael's purpose in this world is to say, you don't understand. It's about having it Hashem's way. Not have it your way. That's not a jingle. That's not the way we're supposed to sing. Life is a song. It's Hashem's way. So this quality in a Yid, watch out. It's something that they want to uproot. And that's the bracha of a Yishmerech. That the real bracha, spiritual brachas, should abound in our lives, and they should be safe. Yishmerech. They should be safe in us, in our families, and amongst our children. That they should not be lost. They should be treasured correctly and protected. And then he says, yes, to the Emes Yesh B'nei Yisrael, Beit Adrachim Sosum B'galya, which is the way it is for Torah. There's Torah that's Sosum, that's mysterious and unknown. And the name of Hashem, Shemot Hashem, is Sosum B'galya, right? There are names and Sirufei Osios in the Torah that express the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Mekubalim are still working on, right? That they're studying. And Galia, and then this is what's revealed. So it is with Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and Am Yisrael. Ubekan, turning the page, Ubekan, Betchila, or Betchilat Kinisasam L'Eretz Yisrael, see there's a change happening in Klal Yisrael now. And that's why at this juncture, Balak and Bilam think they've got a chance, they've got a shot, because they can, quote unquote, they can see us. Vayar Balak. They can see us, meaning they can see, oh yes, look, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be a people, seemingly, like other people. Tchilas Knisasam L'Eretz Yisrael. Hiskil Hispashet B'Hisgalus. They now, Jews are now being seen. It's not just that they have now, they have covered a past because Aaron the Cohen isn't with us anymore. It means that they're going to be on the world stage, as it were. And they would appear to be a people like another people. And they're going to appear on this world, on the stage of world affairs, as a people very different. As a people with the blessings that we, Balak and Bilam, oppose. V'chein sivayar Balak, k'ma shekosav al zeh b'medrash. Noyach l'reshoyim sheyiyu sumin, the medrash says. They're better off, these reshoyim, not to be blind. Because what they see, they want that's good, instead of building it, they want to destroy it. And it brings ruin to them and to the world. All the good that Am Yisrael represents and continues to represent, they see it, and then they wish to destroy it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says, I'm going to have you bless, and look at the blessings that Bilam pronounces. They're all about that aspect of Am Yisrael being different, being special, not materially, but spiritually. Which remains the bracha that's everlasting, as an example. This group of pasuk, Tzifan Fil Recha, and Pa'alta Neged Ben Yodim. Neged Ben Yodim is that part of Am Yisrael's greatness that they start to see, the real Kedusha, where we attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzifan Fil Recha, of which they cannot take notice, they cannot even be aware. And like we said before, when we talk to another Yid, we can sense that connection that binds us, the two Yidin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only we are aware of it and can see it. For the definition of the who is the other, unknown, not clear to me. Yoche mamuli means right in front of me. Kredin lachristeni, and they're a threat. They're a threat to me. I don't want this spirituality. I don't want this moral imperative that is the Am Yisrael, God's people. I don't want them. But kiyalzen divrubin, that's our purpose. To have what sussum vegalia, to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sussum that no one can. And that's unique and can't be touched and is protected. Galia. But we're right there with all the people in the world who have to see and behold the holiness that is an Am Yisrael, a Yiddish folk, a Torah nation. And yes, they will stand forever opposed to it until in the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Ba'ez Hashem Yisrael, David HaMelech comes, Mashiach comes, and Yakir Re'edu Kol Yoshvei Seva, they're going to come to see what they refuse and wish to never see, but they will. They'll behold it, and they will celebrate it in Yeretz Hashem when that time comes. And meanwhile, we're protected then by the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the brachos for this spiritual vitality and strength that we should have, and that will Yeretz Hashem gird us and keep us well until that time. Shabbos. Why? No, I don't know how. The time. She wants to be tough. So what should we do? What time is it now? It's just about time to daven Ma'ariv. But depending on what time Ma'ariv is, well, if it's okay with you, we'll do it 40 minutes or 45 minutes before whatever time Ma'ariv is. Then we'll put it out.
It'll be a couple minutes earlier.
Be a couple minutes early. So we'll start a few minutes earlier with your rishus.
Perfect.
Ah, well, happy birthday. You have a letter's toy, but thank you. Holla.
We do all that.